Bernard Madoff's former chief financial officer has pleaded guilty to securities fraud and other charges. Frank DiPasquale Jr. told a federal judge yesterday that he helped Bernard Madoff carry out his Ponzi scheme. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
DiPasquale's guilty plea represents a big potential turning point in the Madoff investigation and could well lead to charges against others who worked at the firm. For years, DiPasquale worked by Madoff's side, and he was intimately involved with the firm's operations. Jerry Reisman is an attorney representing Madoff victims.
Frank DiPasquale was the middleman, the contact with all of the Madoff accounts. When a Madoff account needed money, they called him. When a Madoff account wanted to do something with respect to their account, they called him.
At the same time, U.S. officials said he helped create fake documents and computer records to conceal the fraud. Until now, Madoff has insisted that none of his relatives or coworkers were involved in the Ponzi scheme. But DiPasquale told the judge he knew what he was doing was wrong, and he said others at the firm knew what was happening too. As part of his plea bargain, DiPasquale has agreed to cooperate with government investigators. Under a deal with prosecutors, DiPasquale was supposed to be released on bail after his plea, but in an unusual move, Judge Richard Sullivan ordered him sent to jail instead, saying he represented a flight risk. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.